Could you please proceed then, Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That brings us to item 17.4, which is amendments to the rules of procedure. Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if I have these in the correct order, actually. I was about to deal with item 3.4.1A. Is that what you want dealt with? In fact, 3.4.1 and 2. Is that what you want dealt with under this item? It doesn't quite link with the committee's report, I just suddenly realise.
Well, go ahead there and see how it comes in, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Regardless of the agenda, I'll deal with 3.4.1A. The Scientific Committee had been asked last year to consider a change to its rules of procedure, that couldn't be done last year because the 60-day notice period had not been given. This related to the participation of developing country scientists. It was now put forward for formal adoption to take effect for the 2003 meeting. The committee agreed and so recommends to this commission.
Can we agree with that? Adopt that report? Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 3.4.1B on page 5 of the report. The Scientific Committee proposed certain amendments to its rules of procedure regarding, first, the appointment of the committee chair and vice chair, and secondly, the need for heads of delegation and any alternates to be indicated in countries' nominations to the Scientific Committee. That second requirement, Mr. Chairman, became necessary because there was no previous provision for such an appointment, and indeed it arose because of the likelihood of a contested ballot for one or other of the positions of chair or vice chair. Mr. Chairman, it's therefore necessary to have one person formally and officially designated as having the right to exercise his or her country's vote in that regard. Dealing first with the proposal for the election of chair and vice chair, Mr. Chairman, it was proposed that this be by secret ballot. Several countries questioned the need for that. The chair of the Scientific Committee explained why it was considered desirable. These people do not represent their countries in the normal sense of the term. They have to work together as participating scientists in an appropriate manner, and a secret ballot would ensure that this was in fact what happened. A number of countries, on hearing that explanation, accepted it and accepted the need for secret ballots without disclosure of the vote numbers. Mr. Chairman, after the discussion, I noted from the chair that the committee was fairly evenly divided between those who thought that the result of the ballot should and should not be disclosed, and indeed those who even thought that a secret ballot was not appropriate. As the issue of the appointment of a chair and vice chair has just been dealt with by the committee with 3-year terms in place, the issue is not going to arise immediately, and having regard to the division of opinion, we recommend that it be referred back to the Scientific Committee for further consideration. The other amendment, Mr. Chairman, relating to the head of delegation is contained in the text of the report, and we recommend that it be adopted.
Thank you. We have heard the report, and I note that Japan indicated that it would consider Denmark's comment when deciding whether it would take its amendment forward to the plenum. And I invite comments. Antigua and Barbuda, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, Antigua and Barbuda endorse that aspect of the report, especially with regards to secret ballot for those scientists. And would your attention to this situation where indeed there is some credibility and they have a right to be able to exercise secret balloting. And we hope that as we exercise it in this forum, we will see the usefulness of secret ballot in all of our other forums. It must be a level playing field.
Thank you, Antigua Barbuda. Take it then that with that comment, we can adopt the report from the Finance and Administration Committee and ask the Chair to proceed, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. The next rule of procedure that we considered for possible change related to the persons who might be considered for the position of Chair and Vice Chair of the Commission. The present effect of the Convention and our rules of procedure is such that only those who are formally designated as commissioner can be considered for either or both either of those two posts. Japan had a proposal that we would widen the pool to include alternate commissioners, and there was some discussion of it. It's recorded at the bottom of page 5 and at the top of page 6. I don't need to repeat it here, Mr. Chairman. If Japan wishes to pursue the matter, which it has on the agenda, obviously it can do so.
Thank you. And actually, my comments before was relating to this agenda item. I wonder if Japan has any comments to this. Japan, please.
財政運営委員会でですね、すでに議論をされておりますのでですね。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have already covered this matter at the FNA, so I will not repeat this discussion.
Thank you very much, Japan. I take it then that we adopt the report. Please proceed, Chair.
Mr. Chairman, that seems to conclude agenda item 17.